Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, Skinner, California Highway, and Sounds Like a Sex Move. It's coming up in just a second.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Station. We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Got a lot going on here. I think we get to a request here. Is that correct?
Yes, because we have a story that will lead to a song.
That would be coming
from our own.
You already over there, Mr.
Yes,
Roboto. Well, Christy, why don't you do this? We'll get back to sports in a minute. I'm sorry. I don't want Chick to be all mad because we
sports
once again.
Sports was done.
Sports was done. Finished. Kaput.
That was it?
Oh,
yes.
Wait a minute. I do have one more story here. You know, experts have said. No, it's Skinner.
Love it.
I don't have another story. Oh! Yeah. Yeah. And King. Look at here.
Yeah.
Ed King.
That's tasty. That is
so
nice.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah. Here we go.
Like a black cat do.
All right, thank you very much.
Wait a minute.
Two bodies laying naked. Thinking they ain't got nothing to lose. So he creeps into the house.
Yeah. He keeps going.
Unlocks the door.
See, he creeps into the house and unlocks the door. A mistake.
And as a man is reaching for his trousers.
There we go. See what happened there, Chris.
He caught his wife having an affair with somebody, it sounds like.
Yeah. Hey, Elvis. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's great song.
That was
great.
Excellent, Chick. Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is that your, are you going to do that at karaoke?
I don't know what my karaoke. Oh, Footsteps by Pearl Jam.
What is the correct way to pronounce that, by the way?
I think it's karaoke.
Karaoke?
Is it what is it? Karaoke?
I feel like careful. I'm I feel like I'm putting a little flavor in it that I should.
Well, speaking of
most people say karaoke. Right?
I think speaking of things of Japanese origin,
California Highway Patrol officers report they've encountered a truck that dropped its load of chopsticks onto I-580.
Oh boy!
The
am I in trouble if I say Hori smokes? Would that be bad?
That'd be bad.
The CHP's Hayward station said officers responded to a report of a traffic hazard and discovered someone turned the freeway into a giant game of pickup sticks.
Oh,
the incident served as a reminder to drivers to secure their load.
Okay. Did you see how...
Yeah, she's a filthy that? Woman.
She's filthy.
Well, guy's got to secure...
Pat, so now, can you play the song Chopsticks on the guitar?
That's not chopsticks.
That's like a Hollywood version of now. Whatever. They do that in movies in Hollywood when they want to go to the Orient. They play that hack lick.
And they're actually on the back lot. That's like sukiyaki or something.
This is a piano thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's got to be impossible to play it on.
It's impossible, yes. I thought I would add a little Asian flair to it.
I have friends that could probably do it.
Better players could probably do it. Here goes the song. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Chewing on a dumpling. Driving down the road.
trucks loaded with chopsticks.
Hey.
That made me want some faux. Oh, it's pronounced pho.
That's right.
I know.
No, whoa, 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 whoa.
California highway. Took a turn too fast. Shouldn't have been such a lead foot. Oh, on the gas. Truck full of chopsticks are my heavy load. So there's not a fork in the road.
Yeah. Nice.
Right? Isn't that good?
That's comedy.
They don't use forks, you see.
Right.
Then a forks, bunch of forks in the road.
Works on all the levels.
Where would you turn?
And there's sweet rice noodles in my hair. Chopsticks flying through the air. The cops are playing pickup sticks. And everyone thinks I'm a restless dick. For spilling those chopsticks. Oh. Now here's the problem. I want to go something Asian, and let's just kind of let's shop this. Dim sum.
Yeah.
Dim sum. Is that Chinese?
Dim sum.
That's Chinese though, right?
Dim sum.
You still use chopsticks?
Yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't have to all be Japanese.
It doesn't have to be Japanese.
What do you got?
Domo arigato.
Domo arigato.
Mr. Roboto.
Domo.
What do they say in South Korea?
For
no, ooh, just, ooh, ooh, like ooh.
You know any South Korean?
Sure,
terms?
Sure. An young Haseo.
What does that mean?
Seo. Hello.
An young Haseo.
Ho.
An young Haseo. An young
chop suey.
Seo. Whoa, whoa.
Chop, chop, chop.
Suey.
Chop, chop, chop.
Suey.
That was just a bunch of silliness.
Tom, do you need chopsticks? I have like a bundle of them, and I know your girls like to use them.
Oh, I have a drawer.
Okay,
with
cool.
All the, whenever you go to get takeout,
yeah.
Were
the accident, were they plastic or wood?
Oh, God, Ace, I don't know.
Man, if you go to a place and they have plastic chopsticks, don't eat there.
I think they probably would.
You would think they'd have to, yeah.
The stainless steel ones are really slippery, though. Have you ever used those?
That's all you had in Korea, and so I mastered those.
Good for you.
I can pick up a cube of ice with those.
What?
I'm very good.
This is Sukiyaki by Kayu Sakamoto.
This was a top 40 hit, wasn't it?
I think so.
It's pretty. You'll occasionally still hear it.
Here's the recognizable part.
It's a pretty song.
Yeah, I heard. I think one of these. Here it is. White Devil. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
That was a legitimate top 40 hit way back in the day.
Well, like 60s, before the Beatles.
Really pretty song.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Pat.
A restaurant owner in Australia has been told to censor her profanity-laced fortune cookies following a factory mix-up. Miss Nahi Chu, the owner of a popular Vietnamese restaurant, Lady Chu, told Nine News she placed an order for her unique fortune cookies ahead of Valentine's Day.
All right.
However, the manufacturer told her that they were no longer accepting offensive language after her messages were mistakenly mixed into other customers' orders. The manufacturer later told Nine News they changed their policy to stop accepting customized orders with offensive or expletive words after other customers were quite upset to find Miss Chu's messages inside their custom cookies.
I'm quite upset.
Some of Miss Chu's fortune messages include...
So imagine your favorite, say, Chinese restaurant for the sake of the story.
Panda Express, yeah.
You get a fortune cookie and it says the following.
And you open it up and it says, the year of the snake bears good fortune. Your divorce is coming soon.
That's funny.
And I only married you for your money, you ugly C-word.
Whoa! Really?
You see, that might spoil your Valentine.
Honey, I think I got your cookie.
that could spoil your your lucky numbers: 69,
man,
420. You know all the classics.
That's going to end tonight.
Mom, what does this mean?
Miss Chu complained that her orders are private and a mix-up is the factory's fault, not hers. There
it is. She is right.
Yeah, kind of.
But if they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it.
Doesn't the dirty fortune cookie sound like a sex move?
Sure.
Josh, I don't know if you saw, but Josh's lady friend, he gave her the dirty fortune cookie. She ain't walking right. Josh hates that joke.
Well,
I
need another cup of coffee. Doesn't another cup of coffee sound like a sex move?
Yeah, it sure
does. No, it doesn't.
Doesn't sound like a sex move. Yeah, it does.
I think he's tired of that approach.
Well, I mean,
I think he might be.
And I'm a fan of low-hanging fruit.
Might be fatigued, Tom.
Now, you know the traditional, I'll ask you, Christy. Yes. There's a traditional thing to do for fun while having Asian food.
Your fortune and then you say, in bed.
That's also
what
intolerable.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Killjoy.
Killjoy sounds like
a sex move. Baby, this is going to hurt.
Sounds like a sex move, doesn't it?
You know what? It did hurt, and my joy has been killed.
Yeah, but see, if you add in bed to this, it really makes them somehow less offensive.
You're not getting in bed if she gets that fortune.
Yeah.
No.
There is a place here where right near here where you can get your custom fortune cookies.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
You can have some fun with them. You don't necessarily have to go the dirty fortune cookie route.
No. Is that a need that's being filled?
Yeah, I think for birthday parties we had them here once.
Cookies? Really?
Yeah, I got them for you guys for Christmas once.
Yeah, we did. Okay. You don't remember that?
Do you like the flavor of them?
I do. I love them.
I do too. Yeah. I love them, especially dipped in tea.
I agree with you.
But this is a good opportunity for us to explore one of Josh and Chick's pet peeves, which is at a Chinese buffet, the desserts.
It's absolutely dead on.
Are the only thing that is lacking. Is that very much so?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm not opposed to a big steam tray, cold, of course, filled with pudding.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
If look, don't try too hard here, Chinese restaurants.
Here's the thing: if you're going to offer ice cream, have a soft serve machine. I don't know what they do, but they have a soft serve machine, but it's heavy on the water.
Yes,
very grains of ice.
You're exactly right.
It's not good. It's not good ice cream.
It's sleety.
It is sleety.
Yes. You know, sleety sounds like a sex move, John. I gave her the sleety. She had to go wash her face. Her eyes were burning.
Yeah, nobody wants to eat sleet.
My point would be...
But this is not a fair point.
The delightful Chinese restaurants, after you finish, then you go to a dessert place.
But a buffet should be all-encompassing.
Yes.
Christy and I go to a great place. And right across the street is Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
So you talk about a win-win.
It isn't. You have to. You're double dipping on sales tax there. There's a lot going on.
That's right.
You know, double dipping sounds like a assessment.
Son of a.
Police in Florida have arrested a woman for allegedly battering her ex-husband with a dildo.
I guess battering is better than frying it.
Officers were dispatched to a Fort Pierce residence for a disturbance involving a 52-year-old man and a 50-year-old woman. The victim told police that his ex was briefly staying with them before she was able to relocate to Connecticut to start her life over.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a Hallmark movie.
He said she became drunk and began arguing with him about who he follows on Instagram. At one point, the 50-year-old suspect pulled out a dildo and began to hit the victim with it.
Isn't that against the penal code?
Oh, very good.
She was taken into custody on a misdemeanor battery count.
Officers arrived
at the man's home where he warned them that the woman was inside naked and would flash officers.
Yeah!
She sounds like a lovely
woman. They called for backup and 75 officers went.
I don't think you want to see this. She looks like she's been around, if you know what I'm saying. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So she allegedly beat this guy with a dildo.
Correct.
Now, if you, what would you call it if you took two dildos and then put a short chain between them?
Oh, like nunchucks?
Like nunchucks.
Oh.
Any ideas?
It wouldn't rhyme with nunchucks.
Oh, yeah, just go F. Yeah.
I don't know.
You asked for ideas and I...
Now, when I heard batter dildos, it's like, hey, we got an idea for you at the State Fair this year.
You know, that is something they haven't tried yet.
I know you've done the deep fried everything Oreos. Else. The deep fried batter dildo. I don't think it'll be.
Now, ma'am, you're going to want to let that cool.
No. A woman in upstate New York celebrated her 104th birthday by fulfilling her wish of seeing the inside of a jail.
Wow.
The Livingston County Sheriff's Office said the woman named Loretta requested the visit because she's never been to jail before. Before Loretta's tour, sheriff's officials celebrated the centenarian with coffee and cake. She told Sheriff Thomas Doherty that the secret to living a long life is to, quote, mind your business.
That is, you know what?
That's a lot really of people good
mind
one.
Their business, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
Pat, when you were in Stir, did they wheel any ladies by? Any old ladies?
Are you here for, Sonny?
Well, I was in the mail section.
Did you get coffee and cake?
No, we got a little bologna sandwich and an apple.
Yeah.
Wasn't like a candy bar and a bowl of soup?
No. A little inside joke there. No.
All right.
It was a horrible bologna sandwich and an apple that I did not eat.
You were there a day.
14 hours, Christy.
Oh, not even a day.
Makes a man hard.
Yeah sure does.
which your fellow inmates.
Were you turgid?
Thank you, Christy. The second time we've had the word turgid. Isn't turgid also used to describe like a really boring novel?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like it was kind of a turgid read.
Mm. Yeah.
A little bit hard to get through.
Stiff, difficult.
Okay. So I'm sorry. So she's how old? 101?
104.
She just wanted to see the inside, not stay?
Yeah, she just wanted to see the inside of a jail.
She could have called me.
Yeah.
Oh, they used to be able to eat in a real jail. It was a restaurant.
That place?
Yeah.
That was cool.
I saw the most magnificent server mistake. They dropped a ramekin of salsa on the floor.
Yeah.
And it landed as flat as you can imagine. And it just exploded like a firework. Salsa was ever.
Oh, at the jail place?
Yeah, it was glorious. Yeah.
They have a sub sandwich place that you can in a
jail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
State Penn Station? Have you guys tried that?
I have not.
A cup of fries.
You know, I used to play with Mr. Potato Head, and I'd pretend I was also Meet the Press.
You did?
Yeah. And I inadvertently said Mark Russet.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Christy.
You're welcome.
I hear the lady wants to go for 105th birthday. She wants to go to Gitmo.
Oh!
You see some real badasses.
Yeah, that's
that'll be. And I guess there's a lot of planes going down there, so hop on board, Grandma. Put a file.
Oh, Mark Russell, we hardly knew you. Get more people in there.
Carl Albert,
where'd you go?
Where'd you go?
Alvin Barkley.
We need you now.
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Put on the bubble top, JFK. I don't care if it's a sunny day.
There you go.
Okay. Well,
maybe
I'm sorry.
Drive faster than two.
Have an extra security or three.
Well, I think we've successfully gone off the rails.
Yeah.
By the way, off the rails sounds like a sex
word. No, it actually does.
You're starting to make it funny again, and it's making me mad.
There's only some of us going to return when we come back.
I just like this old lady being wheeled through a jail cell. I'm scared straight. One of the inmates said, I smell the bitch on you, Nana. What does that mean?
What?
Wow.
What happened?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Mund. Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.